This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Statistician General Resenga Maluleke is talking about the importance of people preventing looting in their communities. He's joining us on the line to talk to us about this. Statistician General, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Masengwe, and greetings to Capricorn FM listeners.
Good evening. Of course, there is a unique element to us talking to you about this. I'm sure many people know you're from the province. You're from here in Limpopo, down there, far in the Mopani district. But I've seen, and I saw it in your social media, that you've taken a position around the looting that you have seen happening in the country. What is your position?
Well, firstly, let me mention that when I talk to Capricorn listeners, I'm talking to my home people. That I was born in Mopani doesn't change the fact that I was born in Limpopo.
Yes.
And in this regard, let me mention that as Stefa say, and you know I always talk to your listeners and the national listenership in relation to a variety of issues, the economy, the population, poverty, unemployment, and the like.
Mm.
And having seen our economy, having taken a knock prior to COVID-19, and struggling as it is recovering now during during COVID-19, it is worrying even for me, like it is worrying for every South African when we see property, businesses being damaged and lootings of businesses, as well as a loss of life. Human life is equal worth. Now, for me as a statistician, General, if we are losing lives, who will I count the next time I go out to count people? So that is what drives me to have taken a position to say, let us discourage as much possible the lootings in our country. And of course, let us ensure that life is not lost. Many people will wonder, my role as statistician general requires me to be independent in measurement, and that doesn't change my role as statistician general, that I am independent. But when it comes to things that affect us all as South Africans, I have taken a position as such. That is why you have seen in other medias and that I've put my position clear, that we have to say no to looting in our neighborhood. We have to say no to damage to businesses. We have to say no to loss of life, because there will be consequences in relation to more unemployment that we will see when we don't have places of work, but also suffering of our people.
And even as you say that, SG, because at the end of a quarter, we're going to be talking about GDP. I was looking, while I was reading the news, someone was saying that some 20 billion worth of property has been damaged. That may have an impact in the country's GDP when you have an opportunity to look at those figures. So that at the end does tie in with your role when you look at the damage to businesses, the damage to different economies in the places where all of this is happening?
Well, I can't speculate on what and how far the damage is, because my role is to go and measure. And once I've measured, I will come back and tell South Africans. I always, and you will know, Basengwe, I've always avoided giving speculations or forecasting, even when things can be seen.
Yeah.
But one thing that I can say is that it all, other than the fact that there's loss of life in terms of humans that we human life and people that we go to in their household, even businesses, business entities are the ones that we use for purposes of dealing with reporting on the economy, as well as on inflation. For example, when prices change from the level of production, whether they come from the farms or the firms, as we will have seen, that factories are responsible for that are responsible for manufacturing have also been affected. And when those goods go into retail, shops, and they are passed on to citizenry, the prices will change, no doubt about that. And in this regard, when those things happen, I should be worried because, firstly, I will have no businesses to go to as a statistician general to go and do my work. Mm. But it's not a selfish one. There will also be an impact when there are inflationary measures that we see in the public, and that will affect every citizen, whether you have participated in the looting or not, you will equally be affected. It's the same like when poverty hits us or unemployment hits us.
Mm.
Even those who didn't participate will be hit the same. So we have to have a common social compact as members of the society, everywhere we are, not only in Capricorn, but all over the province and the country, that we will not let that happen any further in our country.
Right.
For example, Gauteng accounts for 34% of the country's GDP. KwaZulu-Natal accounts for 16%. Western Cape accounts for 12%. The three provinces account for about 50% of our economy, nominal GDP. Now, when you see Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal going through experiences they have gone through, you know that our economy is affected. But also, they are the two most populous provinces in South Africa. So when the economy is hit, the people that are living there will be actually be suffering. Gauteng has 15.5 million people. KwaZulu-Natal has 11.5 million people. That is the suffering we will see.
Right. So you have a general message to everyone listening to you now.
Certainly. Certainly. But before I go straight to my point about the general message, is that when suffering occurs, those that are wealthier or even in the middle class will always find a way of cushioning themselves out of suffering. The poorest of the poor at the bottom of the rung are people who will suffer the most than any other person. Women and children will be exposed to hunger, will be exposed to poverty, and all sorts of suffering that we have seen as in our country and as we measure. As we are talking now about language, 25% of our population is actually vulnerable to hunger. Now, disruptions of movements of goods, especially food, as we know, we rely a lot on food that we get from shops rather than the ones that we produce, will create more challenges. So my final message to all listeners is that let us refuse to continue to cause distractions to our country in any form, as well as to continue to find ourselves in actions that will cause loss of life, because we have to continue other than causing distractions in the building and the rebuilding of our country beyond where it is now, because it is our country and it's nobody else's country.
Right. Thank you very much, Statistician General. Appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.